Welcome back to The New Perspective. This is Arena Risper, and you're listening to MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. You can find us on Monday at 11 a.m., 5 p.m., and 11 p.m. Mondays. However, there are podcasts that you can go back and listen to if you have a favorite show, if you're looking for a specific subject that you were interested in. I am in studio with AJ Gross, and he's going to tell us what an EA is. We know what a CPA is, but we probably don't know what an EA is, and what does it take to become an EA?
Sure, EA is an enrolled agent, and an enrolled agent is basically authorized to practice before the IRS. So they have ethical responsibilities to practice before the IRS, but they can represent anybody. The interesting thing with the EA is anybody can actually be an EA. All you have to do is take a three-part test with the IRS.
Oh, all you have to do. Does it
all have to do. All you have to do.
You might want to be a CPA before you try to go before the IRS. There's a lot of...
Yeah, you say that, but actually you'd rather be an EA than going through the CPA.
Oh, really?
Because the EA, yes, you do take, I think each part, there's three parts. There's three tests, and each test is about 2 hours long, and they cover a variety of different tax topics. But a CPA, you have to have 150 college credits. You have to have, and then you have to take a four-part test for the CPA exam, which is significantly more extensive than the enrolled agent.
Well, wouldn't you want, isn't having a CPA and an enrolled agent good for you as a person who's going before the IRS fighting for you?
Oh, absolutely. Because you can have, you can have CPAs that practice a variety of different areas. It's like an attorney. You have your estate attorney, you have a real estate attorney, criminal attorney. Well, there's CPAs that do estate planning, financial planning, maybe just taxes, or what I do is representation. Now, a CPA, being a CPA EA, the advantage is you know that they have expertise in the tax field. But you can be an EA and not be a CPA.
So
you may not be. So
what
if you
does
have,
that do for you?
Well, if you have an EA, you can represent clients just the way I can as a CPA. But the significance is they may not have the educational training that
a
CPA has.
Okay, so I'm not speaking about any tax place in particular. I'm just speaking about ABC tax place. And ABC Tax Place does your taxes,
right?
But they're not a CPA. They just have learned how to do taxes along the way, maybe volunteering at an organization, because there are organizations that volunteer organizations that do help with taxes. So this organization that does taxes sends one of their people to school. Is it a school or is it an online program?
You could take a class in HR and Block and prepare taxes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the scary part of it. You know, there's different levels of tax preparers. Certain tax preparers, all they did is went to H&R Block, and all of a sudden they have some expertise to prepare your tax returns, supposedly. Then the next level would be a registered tax preparer. You can be a registered tax preparer
by the IRS. Initials for that?
I don't think, I've never really seen anybody use initials behind
their line. Is that a question
line
that you ask someone? Are you registered tax?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Listeners always ask them if they're a registered tax preparer. That's a good one.
So then the next step, because a registered tax preparer has to register with the IRS, and they have to take a certain number of continuous education for the profession. Then the next level is an enrolled agent. An enrolled agent is a little bit more extensive than a tax preparer or a registered tax preparer, because now they have to take a qualification test, and they have even more continuous education that they have to take. And then the next level above that would be a CPA or a tax attorney.
Give me some contact information from you so that if anyone is having a problem with their taxes, you are not a CPA, but you help people deal with solutions with the IRS, working that out. Is that correct?
Correct.
So give us some contact information.
Yeah, I can be contacted. Our number is 517-714-4965. Our website is www.algtaxsolutions.com. And we offer free reports on our website. And you can provide your contact information on our website, and we'll call you right back, and we'll talk about your problem.
That's interesting. Maybe the next time you come on the show, we can talk about how one goes about choosing a good accountant.
Sure.
So that we don't get to the point where we had them. Just kidding.
Yeah. Did they just take a class in H&R Block?
So we get to the point where we don't have to see you, actually. But it's an interesting numbers. I think that of all the things that if I could do it all over again, I would have a great accountant. Mm-hmm. And a great lawyer.
That's very important.
I mean, from the beginning.
Right.
And that's the advice that I give people now who, you know, people want to start businesses, but the passion is there. But you have to really focus on building a foundation mm-hmm. so that you can actually do what you love to do. And you need to get a good team around you. And those, to me, are the two most important. We are in the studio speaking with AJ Gross. He's a CPA and EA and president of ALG Tax Solutions. And we always have a wonderful time when he comes in, and I'm sure that he'll be back talking about something spectacular.